Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. And it is, what is it today? February 15th. It's a good day. It's a good day to be, if you had to pick one. That's at least within the top 364 days, I suppose. Something along those lines. All right, what do we got in the news today? So here's one thing. The Casa Diablo 4 geothermal development affecting recreation activities. The Bureau of Land Management, Bishop Field Office, and the Inyo National Forest are limiting some winter recreation access north of Shady Rest Park for public safety during the construction of a geothermal pipeline. Ormat Technologies, Inc. is undergoing pipeline construction as a component of the Casa Diablo 4 geothermal development project, approved by the Inyo National Forest in August of 2013. Work is expected to be completed this spring. For the time being, recreation access is limited on portions of Knowles Loop Trail, Nordic Ski Trail, Sawmill Cutoff Road, and Sawmill Road, as plowing and tree cutting is underway. Roads may also be closed temporarily while work is underway. Signs have been installed to advise visitors of the activity. The Casa Diablo 4 CD4 geothermal development project is being developed by Ormat on federal geothermal leases administered by the Bureau of Land Management on National Forest Systems lands near Mammoth Lakes in Mono County. The CD4 project will become the fourth power plant in the Mammoth Pacific geothermal complex and is expected to generate enough electricity to serve an additional 10,000 homes or roughly 33,000 citizens. The BLM manages vast stretches of public lands that have the potential to make significant contributions to the nation's renewable energy portfolio. To promote our clean energy goals, the BLM provides sites for environmentally sound development of renewable energy on public lands and new transmission routes to connect into the grid. These efforts to deploy renewable energy from our nation's public lands support the Biden-Harris administration's goal of a carbon pollution-free power sector by 2035, as well as Congress's direction in the Energy Act of 2020 to permit 25 gigawatts of So 1.21 gigawatts of solar, wind, and geothermal production on public lands no later than 2025. So that's good. We here at Eastern Sierra Now like renewable energy. And speaking of renewable energy, we are here with Amy from High Point Solar. Hey, Amy, how's it going?
Good, Jesse. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Okay, a couple questions about solar real quick, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
How long has High Point Solar been installing solar and battery backup systems in the Eastern Sierra?
You know, it's been about 14 years now with over 1.3 megawatts of solar installations. And that's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood that are benefiting from solar power.
Nice. How would someone go about getting an estimate?
Well, you know what? All you need to do is call me. You can call me at 760-937-5849. That's 760-937-5849. And when you call, it's real important to have an electric bill in your hand that shows your annual kilowatt usage. And that's usually noted on page 2 or 3 as kWh per year.
Okay, and that's what you need to get your estimate together.
That's right. So that allows me to see how much electricity you're using, and we will design a perfect size system to address all of your energy needs.
And tell me about the new licensing High Point Solar has obtained.
We are so excited. We now have our C10 electricians licensed. This, matched with our contractors B and C46 solar licenses, ensures that not only can we meet all aspects of our customers' energy needs, we also have the knowledge and warranties and expertise guaranteed to ensure the best customer experience.
Okay, thank you for that, Amy. And last question, since I am advertising High Point Solar on Eastern Sierra Now, does that mean I get free solar panels?
You know, Jesse, I am so glad that you asked me that, because you do get a benefit by mentioning that you heard about High Point Solar on Eastern Sierra Now. So mention Eastern Sierra Now and High Point Solar will give you a $250 credit towards your solar purchase.
Oh, well, that's awesome. $250 off. That's great. But the point and what I'm digging at is, do I, Jesse, get to have free solar panels?
You, Jesse, get a free site survey. An estimate. And it's $200 50 credit towards your solar purchase. Jesse Steele gets that.
But doesn't everybody get a free site survey?
That's true. And so do you.
Beat that, Elon Musk. All right. Thank you for your time, Amy. And everybody out there, go check out highpointsolar.com. So, 312 million in clean California projects to beautify and revitalize public spaces throughout the state. As part of Governor Gavin Newsom's landmark $1.1 billion Clean California initiative, Caltrans is awarding $312 million for 126 beautification projects along the state highway system, including five projects in Caltrans District 9. That's us! Designed to foster cultural connections and civic pride, the projects are expected to generate 3,600 jobs as part of the multi-year initiative led by Caltrans to remove trash and beautify community gateways and public areas along highways, streets, and roads while creating thousands of jobs for Californians. 98% of the projects will benefit historically underserved or excluded communities. Caltrans partnered with communities throughout California to identify and develop projects that meet the specific needs of each individual region, while also enhancing and beautifying public spaces, said Caltrans Director Tox Amashokan. Three times fast. It's kind of like Rumpelstiltskin. You kind of have to say it. By working together, we are better able to restore public pride in our communities and help change the habits that create litter in the first place. Developed in close collaboration with tribal and local governments, nonprofits, and businesses, the 126-state beautification project includes art installations, green space, and proposals that improve safety and promote community connections. Construction begins in April 2022. A full list of projects can be found at EasternSierraNow.com. Governor Newsom made the announcement on Friday in San Francisco at the site of a Clean California project that will include a tree nursery, dog park, and other features. Projects located in District 9 include Bridgeport Main Street Banner. The Bridgeport Main Street Banner project will install a banner structure that spans scenic U.S. Highway 395 at the intersection of the Highway and Sinclair Street in the town of Bridgeport in Mono County. The banner structure will be a place-making focal point where the community can suspend customized event and welcome banners over the historic Main Street. Mono Lake Guardrail Beautification and Safety. The Mono Lake MGS, the Midwest Guardrail System, beautification and safety project will replace outdated guardrails with safer, color-treated guardrail systems that will complement the beauty of the scenic basin near the town of Levining in Mono County. A beautification treatment will allow the guardrails to blend into the surrounding environment. Fort Independence Lighting. The Fort Independence Lighting Project will install lighting along U.S. Highway 395, where the highway divides the Fort Independence Indian Reservation in Inyo County. Fort Independence Monuments. The Fort Independence Monuments Project will install gateway monuments along U.S. 395 at the northern and southern boundaries of the Fort Independence Indian Reservation in Inyo County. The monuments will serve as placemaking focal points that enhance the community space. Rosamond Interchange Xeriscape, Xeriscape, Xeriscape? Never heard that one before. The Rosamond Interchange Xeriscape project will beautify the interchange of State Route 14 and Rosamond Boulevard within the community of Rosamond in Kern County. A minimal water use xeriscape will replace the existing drought-sensitive landscape, reducing maintenance needs and enhancing worker safety. So in addition to these awards for clean California projects along the state right-of-way, the governor in December announced the availability of almost $300 million in grants to cities and counties for local projects that will clean and beautify neighborhood streets, parks, and transit centers throughout California. Caltrans will review the project proposals for cities, counties, transit agencies, tribal governments, and other governmental entities and announce grant recipients March 1st. The governor's California blueprint proposes an additional $100 million to fund additional local Clean California grants. Over 3 years, Clean California will remove an additional 1.2 million cubic yards or 21,000 tons of trash from the state system alone, enough to fill the Rose Bowl three times over. The initiative has already resulted in 6,300 tons of litter removed from the state highway system, and to date, Caltrans has hired 528 new team members, including 428 maintenance workers who collect litter and perform maintenance duties like graffiti removal. So that all sounds like amazing stuff to help beautify up California, and it needs it because California is a beautiful place and it gets worse the longer we are here. Humans are kind of nasty things, aren't they? Okay, what else do we got here? Okay, just a reminder on the soccer and basketball playoffs for Bishop. The girls' soccer is today. At home, Wasco will be playing. The gates open at 3. The game is going right now, so get down there and check that out. Good luck to those girls. Boys' soccer will be at Kennedy tomorrow. The game is at 5. Boys basketball will be hosting Garces, and that is today at 5:30, so you have time for that. Head down to Gus Klikas, and remember, you have to use gofan.co in order to get your tickets. And then girls basketball is hosting Taft tomorrow at 6, and that's also gofan.co in order to see that game. So head on down there and see boys basketball tonight. And last but not least, we would like to welcome our friends at Mammoth Lakes Tourism and play for you their weekly news update, 5 in 5, where Mammoth Lakes Tourism lets us in on what it is they have been working on.
Welcome to the 5 in 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news from Mammoth Lakes Tourism. Here are 5 bullet points from this last week. Number 1, Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a special events forum for all event producers in the Mammoth Lakes events community on Wednesday, March 16th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Village Conference Rooms. Please email Dakota Snyder at dsnyder@visitmammoth.com for more information. Number 2, February Community Coffee will be held in March. Please note that due to the President's Holiday Week covering the last Thursday in February, we are moving this month's virtual community coffee to Thursday, March 3rd to allow for more community participation. Please save the date and keep an eye out for more details coming soon. We'll even be adding some additional coffee shops to the mix this time around. And number 3, it has been a thrilling week watching our hometown heroes as they compete in Beijing, and, well, there's still more to come. Don't miss next week's viewing party at Burger's Restaurant for a live viewing of the Women's Free Ski Halfpipe Qualifiers. This party takes place on February 16th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Number 4, the Winter Trail Challenge is underway. Register now and attempt to complete 50 miles of trails throughout the rest of February. You could even win a $500 Yifty gift card. Check out mammothchallenge.com to register and to get moving. Number 5, Mammoth Lakes was recently featured in Italy's ID Viaggi IT, an article titled Mammoth Lakes, Travel Tips for Spring and Summer. The article had an ad value of $600. If you have any other questions or you're looking for further information, please reach out to Laura Kaler at lkaler@visitmammoth.com.
Mammoth Lakes.
Mammoth Lakes. All right, thanks, guys. Mammoth Lakes Tourism, they are always doing such a great job up there. So, last thing I want to go over today is to remind you, the High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of Southern California Edison's Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electrical infrastructure in the Bishop area. Please join a virtual meeting, and that is today at 6 p.m. or Thursday, February 17th at noon. If you can't join the meeting, please provide input via a short survey. So the link for tonight's meeting is at Eastern Sierra Now, and for the survey, it is also there. So please fill that out, and it will be going into March 1st. So you have that time, but check out the survey and check out the Zoom meeting tonight, again at 6 p.m. that is going to do it for us today, I think, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make sure to thank Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra for being amazing patrons and helping support local news. Thank you all so much. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I'm Jesse Steele. Thank you.